For biology.
Cuatro elementos.
Mix up.
To learn a foreign language, one must hear it. And to know how to listen to it, that is, to be capable of enumerating it, appreciating it, analyzing it in all its parameters, its modulations, its inflections. One must be able to hear the stresses, the withholding and slackening of its sounds, the cadence of its phrases, its frequential sequences. To enter into such a linguistic universe, one must also enter into the psychology of the person who is invested in it, to resound to the accent of his or her soul, to be able to spot the most prominent of its ethnic characteristics, imbibe the most diverse crystallizations of its thought, in order to perceive the subtleties underlying each message. For this, one must listen identically. Lena Tomatis. The following is an interview with Mita from the Language Lab and Tomatis Center.
All right, well, we have been working with the Tomatis method since 2004, actually, is when the Tomatis Center started. And it was started as part of the Auroville Language Laboratory. So I guess you could call it, it's just an integral part of the Language Lab. That's how we came to it, yeah. We were looking for interesting ways for people to learn languages, and the Tomatis method is quite famous for reducing the time taken to learn a language. So when we started the Language Lab project, which was in 1998, yeah, right at that time we had this idea of importing Tomatis electronic ear machine and working with it, yeah, here. And finally, it took us about 98, yeah, about 3 years before we could meet Dr. Tomatis. And we actually, my colleague Tapas and myself, French Tapas, yeah, so met Dr. Tomatis in 2001. In the south of France, just a few days before he passed away, and we made him this promise to bring his method to India and also to apply it to the Indian languages, because of course our main interest in doing all this was to be able to use it for Tamil in particular, because the majority of Aurovillians, non-Tamil Aurovillians, really need to speak Tamil. So it was Tamil and Hindi and Sanskrit and so on. That was our interest, yeah? That's how we came to it. And so, well, it took us from then, that was 2001, December, and finally when we were able to put it together, and it's immensely expensive. Everything is incredible. The costs are really quite high. So finally to do all the fundraising and get all the stuff, and of course there's an extended training period involved, and so to do all of that took quite a while to put it together. And so finally when we were able to start working, it was December 2004. And then what happened is that we realized that it has this amazing, in French we say éventail, this range of possibilities. And so it was actually much, much, much ringer than language learning per se. Though most of the applications are somehow related to language, you know, communication and language. So it has actually a really very wide variety of applications. Okay, so just to explain a little bit about how it works, right? So the first step is a listening test, like I mentioned. So it is using the same machine as an audiometer. It's an audiometer, but it's calibrated differently to give us information about listening. And so we look at the hearing thresholds on both bone conduction and air conduction on both ears. We also have several tests for laterality, that is, which side is, which ear is used, whether it's the left ear or the right ear that is used more by the person. Also spatialization, how the person receives sound in space. So those are the kind of parameters, as well as also what we call a test of selectivity, that is tone discrimination. How well is the person able to discriminate different tones? Often when people have tone discrimination problems, they're going to have a lot of problems learning in class, for example. You see? Simple as that. So the message, the teacher may be trying their best, doing their absolute best, but somehow the message is just not getting through. And as teachers, we've all faced people like this, and tomatis actually gives us the answer. So the listening test is our diagnostic tool. We're able to see a whole lot of attention, concentration, memory problems, you know, big gaps in hearing, as I mentioned, all of that. So we can see all of that in the listening test. We can also evaluate how well the person listens to the language they want to learn. Yeah, we can evaluate how well the person actually feels about themselves and about their place in the world. Yeah, all that is we can evaluate with the listening test. Yeah, and then so based on the listening test, we can make programs. So whether we follow a language program or a therapeutic program, the actual process that tomatis takes you through is the same. There is a kind of a step-by-step, what we call the sonic return, yeah, to the womb, which is the person's, a human being's first introduction to language, which is what makes us essentially human, is language. So the person's first introduction to what makes us essentially human happened right in the womb. Yeah. So sonically, we go back to that period. So when you are learning a language, you are following a language program, you're actually listening to sounds of the language like a baby in the womb. Yeah, if you're following a therapeutic program, it takes you to that intrauterine listening of sound, which was where the first construction of the personality happened. Yeah, so there is a quite a step-by-step process that we follow when we do that. Yeah, it's not just like this. It's a very delicate process, and we really follow it very closely. The listening sessions, by the way, are 2 hours per day, every day, Monday to Friday. So it's quite intensive. It's not a little, you know, it's a very intensive process. So generally for the language programs, we have been working, we can be flexible, but generally we have been working with 4 weeks for language programs for the first block, and then a break for assimilation, and then 3 weeks. So the language programs are about, in the end, take about, a good program could take about 2.5 months, yeah? But we can actually work with shorter programs, and we have worked with shorter programs with a few people when people have time constraints or whatever. The therapeutic program, on the other hand, is 3 weeks of listening, and then a break, and then again 2 weeks of listening, and a break, and a third block. A minimum program would be basically 7 weeks of listening over a period actually of 5 months or so. So in fact, it's quite a journey. It's not something that you do overnight. It's not, but at the same time, what the European Commission has found for languages is that it reduces the time taken to learn a language by half. So it's like you make this investment, this time investment, which in fact comes back to you. So this is the process that is followed in a tomatis program. So we, being the only tomatis center in India, we also had this kind of responsibility to not only do the languages, and also people came to us. I mean, when we started, people just came to us, and so we had to respond to each person's need, which is different. And sometimes there were people who came to us to learn English, for example, but the curves on the listening test were such that it was clear that therapeutic work was needed rather than a purely English program. For example, somebody English is very much uses the high frequencies. You know, when you make a kind of a photographic chart of the sound spectrum of a language, and you can see which ranges of frequencies are kind of emphasized, spoken with more intensity. So you get what we call kind of phonograms, you can say, or of a language. And so the sound picture you get is really quite different. Yeah, and so English is very much in the highs. Yeah, American is a little bit below. Yeah, and so for example, French people find it a little bit easier to understand, English in America than they do, British English. For example, the British and the French have very hard time understanding each other because French is sort of very short, limited range between 1,000 and 2,000 hertz, right? Whereas English kind of starts at 2,000 and goes off into the highs up till 12,000 and so on. So it's quite fascinating. You see how different languages have different characteristics and so on. So if somebody has, due to other reasons, a very serious high-frequency hearing loss, there are lots of English sounds that are going to be absolutely difficult for them to pronounce. They're going to be difficult for them to even hear. You see? So if you have, or for example, I had a lady who came to me for French, and she had, for various reasons in her life, a very serious drop between 1,000 and 2,000, and she wanted to learn French. But you see, the learning French for her was, in fact, really tough because her ear was absolutely not open to the frequencies of French. So here, you know, there are lots of people who we can see who can really struggle to learn a language, and in fact, there's something else going on, and we can evaluate that by doing what we call a listening test. And we can see on the listening test exactly what is going on in terms of the hearing of different frequencies, and not only hearing, but the listening. Yeah, because hearing and listening are actually two different things. Listening uses the hearing. First, you have to hear the message. Mm-hmm. Then whether you want to listen to it or not is another matter. Really listen to it or not. And for example, this lady who had this very big drop between 1,000 and 2,000, I was forced to do a kind of a mixture of a therapeutic work to actually help her improve her hearing in those frequencies instead of doing a purely French program, yeah? And it's really fascinating because each person is different, each person has different needs, has a different life story, and all of this comes out when we look at the listening test, yeah?
And may I interject?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did the woman learn French eventually?
She felt, the Tomatis method does, it doesn't actually teach you a language, okay? What it does is it prepares your ear to hear the frequencies of the language you want to learn, and it gives you very precise pronunciation. So it has to be followed up by other work, which happens at the language lab. So she actually went through this whole process, and she definitely opened up to the French language. So that's what was very clear for her. And afterwards I gave her material that she could use when she went back to her country. She was not somebody from here, where she could follow up. And she just sent me a postcard, sometime later, but she didn't say anything in particular about the French. But you see, when you start in Tomatis, it becomes a kind of a big adventure into yourself. And, you know, there's so many things that go on, so people's perspectives get really widened. And so somebody who comes in only wanting to learn language often discovers a lot more things about themselves, and it becomes an adventure about self-knowing. And that's where it ties in with our work in Auroville, is going deeper, and the yoga. So Yeah.
And I want to ask also about the Tomasi Center. And you said it was originally intended that people would come here, or Avilians would come and learn Tamil.
Yes.
So what has that looked like since the Tomasi Center?
Well, what that looks like is we've made progress on one of the parameters. You see, there are several parameters that we use when we do a language integration program. And we very naively thought that we could just simply record data in Tamil and send it to the Tomasi Center in Europe and get, you know, the parameters back. And as it turns out, it was not that simple at all. And in fact, our first recordings even we did already in 2002, because we met Dr. Tomatis in 2000. In 2002, the first recordings were done already. But it turns out that nobody, including his closest students, didn't actually know how he found the parameters that he did find. For the languages that he did find. So then it was about 5 years of an adventure story of trying to find how he found those parameters. And so we have a whole research protocol that we came up with for that. And we have managed to make a breakthrough on the first parameter, but even there's been, there's more work is needed before we can really have conclusive result. Yeah. So the second parameter is nearly 100% sure now. And so the third one will be, once we get the first one, then we will work with the machine to really figure out, and with Tamil people to really figure out the third parameter. Because there's no point in doing a program without having the parameters of the language. Yeah. So that's where we are. We're in the middle of our research. And it's, since, you know, it's always over and above everything else, and generally at night. you know, we have the whole language lab to deal with as well, and it's actually really quite expensive to make the whole place run and so on. So we're always caught in, you know, all of that, which leaves actually very little time left to do the real work that we want to do. But we are, every now and then, we do make progress, and you know, it's definitely one of our goals. So we wanted, already last year we made a breakthrough with the first parameter, but then we couldn't follow through because last year was quite a difficult year for us for other reasons. And so we couldn't go through with that first initial breakthrough, which happened already in January. So we were all excited. We thought, oh great, by June we'll be ready to offer it for Tamil. But so now, and it will also require a lot of preparatory work, because each half an hour, and you know a little bit about audio editing, so you know that, how time consuming it can be, you know, and we have a lot of, each half an hour of data is a lot, requires an immense amount of preparatory work. Yeah, because it's not simply conversation, but words being repeated in a particular way and so on and so forth. So it's actually quite a lot of work to prepare the data needed for an integration, any language integration program. Another important thing that we need for Tamil is, we needed to know, because when we do the language integration, we work with the higher harmonics, yeah, of the language. And so the file that we need to do that work, when we do what we call the filtration work, is a very special file that we have to actually engineer. And so last year, at least, we made a lot of progress in finding out how we could make that file, yeah, so that we can actually use it without distortion, so that there aren't any distortions in the sound. So that was quite a process, and an audio engineer friend whom Tapas put on the job already back last January, you know, really, he also read the Tomatis books that we passed him, and then I found out from a Tomatis technician in America, actually, because those are secrets that are not given out, in fact. But I somehow managed to get this gentleman to share the secret of how to make this particular file. And then we had to really translate that into, you know, the audio program to see how we could do it. and to do it without distortion. So that Joel, you would know him, an audio engineer, so he did that. So he showed me how to do it. And so last year we actually did that for Brazilian Portuguese, because we had somebody coming in for Brazilian Portuguese, and we, in the case of Brazilian, we had the parameters, but we had no data. So we had to get the Brazilians of Oroville together and completely record from scratch and make this special file and so on. So we learned how to do all that last year. So everything you can say is ready for Tamil, but we have to make that last step, to cross that last hill before we can actually offer it for Tamil.
So you've said that you do offer Brazilian mm-hmm. Portuguese, yeah. Not quite there with Tamil. What mm-hmm. other languages are offered?
English, French, Spanish, Italian, Russian, Dutch, whatever we have data for, basically, both the data and the parameters. So what are all the different applications of the Tomatis method? Well, it depends on the functioning of the ear, yeah? So because the ear is not limited to only listening, but it also controls all, communication and language. It's connected to, what's very interesting is that the ear is connected to these two, we work in Tomatis with these two tiny muscles in the middle ear. Yeah, there's the muscle of the hammer and the muscle of the stirrup. So these two muscles work in tandem. Yeah, so the Tomatis method at base is kind of like an Ashtanga yoga, if you will, for these two tiny muscles of the human body. And these muscles are actually connected to every single muscle of the body through the nervous system. Yeah. So in fact, the Tomatis method also has applications of psychomotricity. Yeah. So we have basically a whole lot of applications, for example, learning disorders, dyslexia, and different kinds of all the dysgraphia and all of those come under learning disorders. We can treat those using Tomatis. Autism is another place where Tomatis can really help, as a communication disorder when people are cut off from the world, yeah, in different ways. We can help them reintegrate the world better, help the families deal with the problem better, yeah. There are also, Tomatis helps with developmental delays, because actually what is happening with the Tomatis method is, that the nerves are covered by a sheath called the myelin sheath. So what the program actually does is it helps the myelinization process. So for a child who's suffering, or even an adult suffering from developmental delays, that process plus the process of making more synapses, literally there are more synapses created in the brain, communication between the neurons increases with the Tomatis method. So therefore it helps with all kinds of developmental delays as well. That's obviously an application that till now we haven't developed in Oroville, because we were till now basically as part of our house on the other side of Oroville in very tiny space, not set up for that kind of work. So here this space allows us now, we would be able to deal with wider applications than before. Then of course there's hyperactivity, there's some kids who are just completely out of control, and that's because of, in fact, an underactive vestibule. So we can treat that with Tomatis. And on the opposite, if there's somebody who's feeling really listless and a little bit, their spirit is a bit drooping, yeah, they have a difficulty to charge themselves. Well, because the ear acts as a dynamo. It's not just listening, but it actually acts as a dynamo. It charges the brain. We can use that to help people who are depressed or just feeling really kind of low and listless, low on energy, and somehow can't find the wherewithal to kind of push themselves. For some people it's really easy. They can push themselves, they've got the energy, they can do it because they've got their, system in place. There are other people for whom that's problematic, and the Tomatis can help them. So that's the rejuvenation effect. Yeah, there are lots of people who do it for a kind of a rejuvenation program, and people who feel kind of stuck in their life. And many Auroveillians suffer from this. And it's not easy living in Auroville, as you might know. When you start to actually live here and are committed to living here, you'll see there's all kinds of things that happen. And often people are, Auroveillians tend to be, there's a lot of tiredness that I've seen. I've seen people who are very tired, and also people who are a little... Often there are people who are kind of stuck. There's something that's not right, and they're not able to put their finger on what's not right, and they're not able to go deeper. Other people just wanting to go deeper and finding there's a blockage, something holding back, brakes holding back, yeah? We can actually see that on the listening test and, you know, diagnose that and then make a program to help them. So
if an Auroveillian were to desire to take a listening test,
yes,
what would they do to go about it?
Well, they can contact the language lab, let's say.
Very good.
They can contact the language lab and get an appointment for a listening test. Or say they can send an email to apptom@aurovillelanguagelab.org. So they either send an email or they request a listening test at the language lab, and then I give them an appointment. And for Aurovillians, the cost is 350 rupees for the listening test. For guests, it's, 950. And when there's time in the schedule, I can take them and then we look through. It takes about an hour. It takes about 40 minutes for the test, and a little bit less than 40 minutes actually for the test, and then we talk about it. We see what comes out. Also, sleeping disorders, by the way. I've had somebody who had went through a very difficult time, and she couldn't sleep at all. No sleep. And by the end of the program, she was actually able to sleep normally, which for her was like life-changing. It was, you know, so there's also, it's related to, you know, de-stressing the system, you know, fatigue, depression, like I said, stress. Also singers and musicians, and that's another aspect, because my own background has not been in music at all, but in fact it has a lot of applications for singers and musicians. And if a musician were to come, we would definitely explore that with them. But for example, musicians can use it to really integrate their instrument better. Yeah, and people find often a better flexibility in their movement of their fingers. So, for example, guitarists can really benefit, or, you know, piano players. This is because of the psychomotor applications. There we go, voice control speakers, people who, there we have a very, you see, the first part of the program is a passive program, which I was describing earlier, and then there is an active phase where we work with this audio-vocal connection. That's what we exercise. So that part in particular helps people with speaking, and, you know, stuttering is another application, yeah. So in fact, we can see that, and of course, for each program has a very specific program has to be made. That's good.
That's determined after one takes
the listening test, yeah. And we talk to the people, and, you know, a human being is never, it's never 2 + 2 = 4, yeah? And the human being is a very complex construction, and so we, with the listening test, it's an exploration with the person. It's not me sitting there going, well, you blah 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 blah, but it's really an exploration, saying these are the indications that come from the listening test, and does that make sense to you in your life, and so on. Okay,
very good. Thank you so much, Meeta.
Okay. Yes, it is expensive. People often ask us, why is it so expensive? And it's really expensive. It's about 10 times less here than it would be in Europe, for example. And I think even it's even more expensive in America. But I think in Europe, a base program is about 2,000 euros or something like this. It can even go up to 4,000 euros in Germany, for example. So here, you see, even we work with very special headphones where we work, as I said, on both the bone conduction and the air conduction. One simple pair of headphones is about 25,000 rupees. You can imagine the cost of replacing these. Every little thing, every little piece of the equipment that we use is of very, very high quality. And also every piece of music that we have bought for doing the work, it's about 40 euros per piece. And we've got hundreds of pieces there. And this is one of the reasons why, you know, the program is expensive and it's not something that we can offer free. There's a lot, and also the other reason is that, of course, we subsidize the language lab. And, you know, there's every month we have to find the funds to pay the people and, you know, even buy things, you know, replacement of computers and so on. All of that is extremely expensive also at the lab. So, in fact, through Tomatis, it's our way to try to be self-sufficient. And we're not 100% there yet as part of the language lab, but we're nearly there, I would say. And it's really thanks to the monies that come in through the Tomatis program that we are able to actually run. And if we could, and part of the reason of taking this larger building here is really to be able to run language classes, which, because there would be more people involved, we could actually come down with the price. This is our aim. And I think staff also at the language lab really needs to be paid. Everybody is paid really minimally, and we would really like people to have a decent maintenance. And the support that we get from Auroville is just not enough to pay anybody. It's just enough to pay the ama and the gardener and the watchman and some occasional photocopy. That's it. So everything else has to be found. And so Tomatis allows us to do that.
To wrap up a bit, mm-hmm. if you could ask Aurovillians to assist the Tomatis Center in any way, what would you say? What would you ask?
I would be looking for teachers who would be interested in really working with us to develop language classes with the Tomatis method, but we're really looking for people with commitment, and that would be fantastic.
And would you like to address anything about the Tomatis research to the people listening to Auroville Radio around the world?
Simply that, you know, the whole Tomatis method is completely fascinating. And when we look at how we listen and not listen to ourselves, listen to others, how listening affects communication, in fact, the range of, I mean, it's just fascinating. Each person, like I said already, is different. I work with people from, you know, my youngest was 2.5 years old. My oldest was about 65. And each one coming in with a different story and a different need. So it's actually much more than language learning, and in fact the other applications are also as fascinating as the language applications are. So there is a lot of work to be done. There's a lot of work to be done to actually redo the data. This is our commitment, is to redo the language data for the Tomatis method, and we have started to do that a little bit for English. But actually it's a huge amount of work. So if there are people who are interested in sound, who have a real sense of wanting to help others, and who really care for, there's a love in their heart to share, but and as well as a solid commitment and a lot of discipline, those are the kind of people we're looking for to help us go further.
All right, Mita, thank you so much for talking to Orville Radio.
Okay. You're welcome.
For biology.
Cuatro elementos.
Rebellion with the inner city. Meeks.